So, just before I get started, God's got such a sense of humor. Last week Sunday, myself and Brett was standing there, and we're still just waiting to see if there's somebody to share the message this Sunday, because he's with the kids' church this evening. You'll see he's not here, and then he'll be preaching the next one. So I asked him, okay, what are you preaching on? Because I don't mind if you can't find somebody, I don't mind sharing, preparing and sharing what God has laid in my heart. And I'm like, looked at what has been preached, and I'm like, what are you preaching on? So he says what he's preaching on, which I'm not going to reveal now. So jokingly, I said to him, okay, so if you're preaching on that, maybe I should share a message on finishing strong. And as I was laughing because I was like joking, and he's like, hey, actually, that will work very well. Why don't you do that? And so God's got a sense of humor. Out of a joke came a message. But it's a message that I've lived by in this last time. And it's so encouraging, and it's changed my life. And I want to share it with you tonight, because if we get it, it will change our lives. I know I say it a lot, but if we get God's word and we implement it in our lives, because out of a relationship with Him, it will change our lives. So I can see everybody is like tired. It's the end of the year. It's like, and everybody's quiet. So why don't you all quickly stand up? And then you declare the following. All of us, let's stand up quickly. I want you to declare the following. I want you to say the following. I'm going to finish strong. Amen, you can sit. Okay, so that's the what I want to share tonight. It's not on how you start, it's on how you finish. And so I'm going to be starting out of Romans, and I'll be sharing around that. But Paul was actually writing, he wrote a letter to the Romans, and right at the end of chapter 15, there was also chapter 16 where he gives all the shout outs to everybody. But chapter 15, he finishes off. And he encourages the church to finish strong. Because if they do it in the way that encouraged them, it will change their lives. Knowing that that which was written, which he has written, will go out to all the churches. And so I really trust that we will, when we catch what's being shared tonight, that we know that it will change our lives. So if we can go to Romans 15, verses 4 to 6. I also like that screen at the back. It says the following. It says, for everything that was written in the past, and that's not just what he wrote to the Romans, but it was including that in the letters that he wrote. It's all the scripture from the past. It says, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance, say endurance, and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Next verse. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement, second time, give you the spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus. This was his challenge to the church. It's also the final challenge to us as well. And I want to unpack that. Because it's a bit different on finishing strong, because there's the other scripture which speaks about running the race and keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, which is part of it, but I want to bring it from a different perspective. The world celebrates and focuses on starting well. God celebrates finishing strong. And I'm going to unpack that a little bit. And it doesn't matter what season you're in, what stage you are in your life. I want you to take this to heart, to say, I'm going to commit to finishing strong, whatever it is. And so, Ecclesiastes 7 verses 8 says the following, the end of the matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride. But it says the end of the matter is better than the beginning. I want to encourage you. Everything, if you're a Christ follower and you believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, everything that we touch should be better when we're done with it. Whatever we do, whatever we touch, wherever we go, when we leave there, it should be better. As Christians, as Christ followers, it should be better. Amen? And so, in everything, your marriage should be better. You should finish your marriage stronger than you started. Your relationships, your job, in school, your grades, when you study. All right? So can you see, you've got to finish better than what you've started. And so there's many ways that you can finish, but I want to touch on three ways that we can finish, because there's options on finishing, right? And so the one option is not finishing at all. The second one that's bad, it's very bad, is finishing bad. And the last one is finishing strong. And I'm going to share out of Romans a bit more on finishing strong. And I'm going to be unpacking that scripture. But the first one, on not finishing. If you can put up Matthew 21 for me, verses 28. It says, what do you think? This is the parable of the two sons. This is Jesus speaking. He says, what do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, son, go and work today in the vineyard. I will not, he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. And he answered, I will, sir. But he did not go. So the one started out bad, or he didn't start out, but eventually ended up where the father wanted. The other one said, yes, I'll go, but he didn't finish. It would have been great if they put another one in there that finished bad, but there's other scripture for that. We'll get to that. But I want to touch on an example of finishing bad. 2 Timothy 4, verses 10. For Demas, because he loved this world, this is Paul writing, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. And then he says, the others have gone to Galatia and thus, and Titus to Dalmatia, if I'm getting it wrong. But it says, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me. Called into ministry, he started strong, but he didn't finish because his focus was not on the gospel and his focus was on the world because he loved the things of the world. And the trap is stopping when things get tough. I wonder if things started getting tough, because at that stage, Paul was in the prison, and things must have gotten tough, and he thought, okay, now I'm going to go in a different route or in a different way. And he ended up not finishing the calling that God had for him. Have you ever wondered, what if I finished what I've started? And by the way, I know it's the end of the year, and I know it's a good time to share a message on finishing strong, but it's not just for this year, for finishing the year strong. It is for that too, but it should be for all stages of our lives. So maybe you started something in the beginning of the year and said, I'm going to finish the Bible this year. One year I'm going to read it. Or I'm going to be committed to comms, or I'm going to be committed to this, or maybe at New Year's resolutions, I'm going to lose 5 kilos this year. And you still have 7 kilos to go. But have you ever thought of, what if I've finished well the thing that I started, the very thing that I've committed to in your life? And we've got to be a people that say that when I start something and I commit to it, as a Christ follower, it shows a pattern in my life. It shows my character, my nature, that I love Jesus and I want to finish strong. Friday, I think for the last 3 Decembers, I said to Angelique, I'm going to try and grow a beard. Because Brett's got a wonderful beard. Like, I want a beard like Brett. And after 2 weeks, I just can't. It scratches and it's itching and it's like, I can't do this. And there's times that my wife doesn't want to kiss me because it's, you know, like that, I can't go without like kissing my wife. Like, and then I just give up. I don't finish. I shave it off. And I actually started this week. I was like, hey, I'm going to try this again this December. And Friday came. And so, yeah, I'm going to have to try that again. But that's a very bad example of trying to finish. But I just thought I'll throw it in there. But we've got to stay disciplined. Staying committed long after your feelings and excitement leaves. And I want to say to you, if you feel your way into something, I love what Vaughn shared. He was talking about your feelings lying to you. If you feel your way into something, you're going to feel your way out of it. It's about staying committed and staying on what God has called you to. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 58. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. It says here, be steadfast, be immovable. We've got to be steadfast in something when we started. Don't quit. That's the first one. Not finishing. The second one is finishing bad. And I want to read out of 1 Samuel 31, verses 4. And just to get a bit of context, this is King Saul, appointed by God as the first king of Israel. And listen to this. This is at the end of Saul's life. Saul said to his armor bearer, draw your sword and run me through, or these uncircumcised fellows will come and run me through and abuse me. But this armor bearer was terrified and would not do it. So Saul took his own sword and followed it. He was chosen by God. What happened? He became disobedient. If you go read about his life, he became jealous about David. And he went to mediums. He went to a different source than God that he shouldn't have gone to. And this is how his life ended. And this, the way that he ended his life disqualified his lineage. How he ended affected his children. How they were going to, do you understand? So how you finish is going to determine how you start. How you exit one season is going to determine how you start the next season. How you finish this year will determine how you start next year. Last year, I had a very tough year. Now, I want to confess, I didn't finish strong last year. I actually finished bad last year. And I started bad as well because I finished bad the previous year. And this year I said, I'm not going to finish bad. Doesn't matter how difficult things are, how tough things are. And things are tough. Things are difficult. A lot of things are happening in the business place. And like, it's very tough. But I said to myself, that which I'm in control of, I'm going to do well and honor God. Because it's in my control and I'm going to be a good steward. That which is out of my control, I'm going to let God deal with that because it's out of my control. I can do nothing about it. No use in me stressing about it. And you can ask Angelique. She said to me, just give it to God. And that is the big thing that we need to understand. The way we finish will determine how we start the next season. I don't feel like tithing. I don't feel like being committed to comms. I don't feel like being committed to children's, whatever it is. No. We stay committed. When we're in there, and we do come, our season do come to an end, we finish better. And I want to give you a good example. I've seen this over the last 18 years that I've been saved and got involved in leadership and ministry. People come from other congregations and other churches, and they come in, hey, I left that church because they so bad, and they did this to me, and they didn't allow me to do this, and it's just, it's toxic. And it's a lot to take in when somebody says that to you. And I often walked away, and I thought to myself, it's not going to be very long before possibly they leave here because they haven't finished strong where they left. And I don't want to put a heavy on anyone. If there's anyone here that has had that, and I don't recall talking to any of you that said that to me, but you've got the opportunity to go back and make right and go finish that strong so you can strong into the next season. You know why? Like Saul, God will not bless the season, your new season, if you ended your previous season toxic. Amen? We've got to be people that finish strong so that when we go into the next season that we start strong. Amen? Okay, and then the last of the ways is I'm going to just dive into that a little bit now, and that's in the ways that we finish strong. So I want to go back to Romans 15, verses 4, and it says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through so." Everything that was written, that is the Word of God. So that through endurance and encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. So the first way we finish strong, and I loved what Vaughn shared. I'm just going to catch Vaughn. I loved what Vaughn shared. He says, our first point of call is God. We go to His Word. He actually shared three of the things that I'm going to finish with. It's the Word of God. And Brett has also shared on the importance of the Word of God. You know, remember with the satellites, the three satellites, how important the Word of God is? There's a reason why we're bringing it up, because I'm not sure if all of us are spending the time in the Word of God that we should be spending, so that we can be encouraged and have hope and endurance. It says, everything written, all the Scripture, teaches us to build hope. So we have to stay in the Word. And I want to tell you that what we're doing here is very important. Sitting under the Word of God. Being together. Maybe somebody invited you and you're here. But I want to say to you that times like this can disappoint us. People can disappoint us. Who's been disappointed by people? God will never disappoint us. His Word will never disappoint us. We have to go to the source. And so the benefit is endurance and encouragement, so that we can have hope. Do you know what hope is? Do you know what hope is? It's anticipation of what God is going to do. What are you anticipating God is going to do? Do you have hope for your next season? For the next thing that you're going to do? Finish strong so you can enter strong. But we stay focused on the Word of God. It says it says endurance and encouragement. But if the Word gives us encouragement, how does it encourage us? And I go look at the Word of God and I read in my quiet time and I spend time. And then there's things that I see from people in the Word of God that encourages me. Because if God could do it for them, how much more can He do it for us? I did a message on Jonah once, but I was encouraged. I was so encouraged by Jonah. God said to him, go to Nineveh. He said, no, I'm not going, like there's one son. He said, no, I'm not going. Got chased by a fish. He ended up going to Nineveh. What happened? 120,000 people got saved. Wow, I'm encouraged by that. God, what about you? What about you sitting here? What can God do for you? If he can do it for them, who's next? What about Esther, ordinary girl who got promoted through the government? A whole nation got saved. A young, ordinary girl. What about you? Who's next? Who's God going to use next? You should be encouraged by that. Oh man, David, I love David. He messed up a lot of times. But he was a shepherd boy that God used to kill a giant. But then if you carry on reading, David had a son. Who was David's son? Solomon. And what does God say about Solomon? He was the wisest and richest king that ever lived. I read that and I get encouraged. Oh Lord, I've got three daughters. You made him very rich and very wise. That's a joke, by the way. Like, just like. But God, if you can do that for them, even from a person like David that messed up a lot, but God loved him because he always made right with God. And God was the most important in his life. About 2 months ago, I was in John again, and I was reading about the two fish and the loaves, the miracle, about the multiplication of the food. And I was encouraged by that because, like, God, if you can do that, who of you here, there have been times where we just like, God, I don't know how there's going to be food on the table, but there was always food. We got that God came through in so many ways where he multiplied. And so this last 2 weeks or so, we're going to have family over for Christmas. And we said, okay, we should start preparing and look at what we can buy. And so we go to different places. My goodness. Have you seen what inflation has done to the food and the meat? And we saw, ek sien hier 'n groot bout and it's like 700 rand. I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, I said to Angelica Friday, actually yesterday I said to her when we were there, I was thinking about the multiplication of the miracle. I was going to go home and start praying for the chicken wings and the sausage and the fillets and like. But the word encourages us. We should get encouragement from the word because that will help us to finish strong. What about endurance? How do we get endurance from the word? And so I don't know if you want to be vulnerable, but who's going through just feels it's a tough season. You're waiting for God to come through. Things are happening. Things are difficult. If you want to be vulnerable, you can put up your hand. But if there's any of you that's going through, you should get endurance through the word. Wednesday, I spoke to Brett on the phone. And he said, he's just amazed by Noah's life. And I said, well, on that topic, how long did it take Noah to build the ark? He said, man, anything between 70 and 120 years. So I said, okay, because I had 100 years. I said, okay, but if we average it out, we get to 100. He said, so we made a joke about it. 100 years since God told Noah that it's going to rain before the rain came. Give or take. Who wants to wait 100 years? Abraham. Since God told him that he's going to have a son, Isaac. 25 years. Joseph. 13 years before he came second in command from when he had the dream. David. 17 years from when he was anointed until he took the throne. And this is the ultimate one for me. Jesus. He didn't come to earth and start immediately with his miracles and spreading the gospel. 30 years. And you don't hear about Jesus just once in those 30 years. It's in the time of waiting that God gives us endurance. Because there's many a times when I looked at circumstances and I think, God, if you answer my prayer immediately, and I don't recall God answering people's prayer with situations like this immediately. I'm not talking about miracles. But if you answered a lot of my prayers immediately, I would have taken you for granted. Think about it. If God answered all your prayers, you got it. You start taking it for granted. But it's in those times of waiting and in building endurance that we grow and that we learn to finish strong. Because while you wait, God is working in the background. He's putting things together so that the best of your future is happening. Because he wants the best for you. And most of the times looks different to what we think it's going to be. Because how many of you, God came through and it looks totally different to what you expected it to be. Right? I had two testimonies now in this last week. So God came through and it was totally different to what was prayed for or hoped for. Because God knows what's best for you. Remembering past faithfulness in the past builds future faith. If you've seen how God came through for you in the past, how much more will he come through for you in the future? If he came through for them in the scriptures in the Bible, how much more? So do you understand how important it is to spend time in his word? Because we're going to get encouragement and endearment. We're going to build endurance that gives hope. The second way to finish strong is to make prayer a priority. It says in verses 5, it says, God who gives endurance and encouragement. It first says the scriptures. Remember, there was twice. It first said the scriptures gives endurance and encouragement. Now it says God gives endurance and encouragement. And so our power source is the word of God plus prayer. Prayer is how we recharge, how we refuel. It's a connection between us and God. Theologian S.D. Gordon said the following. He said, you can do more than pray after you've prayed, but you can't do more than pray until you pray. How's that? You can't do more than pray. Must I read it again? You can do more than pray after you've prayed, but you can't do more than pray until you pray. We've got to rely on God's power. That's prayer, is allowing God's power to work in our lives. What are you praying for in your life? How can God's power come through in your marriage, in your parenting, in your relationships? God's word and prayer. The third one, verses 5 and 6 again. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the spirit of unity. Say unity. Amongst yourselves, as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The third way that we finish strong is we get along with each other, those that God has placed around us. We get along with those that God has placed around us. They couldn't find the Message version, and I'm not that fond of the Message version, but I just want to read you what the Message version says, and listen to this. It says, may our dependently steady and warmly personal God develop maturity. Say maturity. in you so that you get along with each other as well as Jesus gets along with us all. How's that? Develop maturity in you so that we get along with each other as Jesus gets along with us. I've seen too many people get taken out because they can't get along with people. Over this past 18 years, I've seen people that should have been way further in their walk with God and how God wanted to use them, but they couldn't get along with other people. And you know what the enemy does? What does God do to fight the enemy? He gives us weapons, right? To fight the spiritual battle. But the enemy can't destroy us. What happens if he can't destroy us? He divides us. He brings disunity in the church. And the very armor that God has given us to fight the enemy, we now turn away towards those that he's placed around us. And we're fighting each other because the enemy wants to bring division. Now we've got to take that thing away, point it back to the enemy, and we've got to fight the enemy. I want to encourage you, when you struggle to get along with somebody, especially in the body of Christ, pray for them. Ask God to bless them. And you fight the enemy. You don't allow it. You draw a line. Amen? And then maybe we should just do it right now. I'm going to ask you quickly. If you have been stirred by that, whether you're getting along with somebody or not, but if you want to make a stand, say, God, I'm not going to allow the enemy to bring disunity. Yeah. I want you to stand right now. If that's you, I'm standing, and I want us to declare something. I'm not saying that you have enemies at the moment. I'm just saying if you want to declare going forward, if things come up, you want to make a declaration. And you can say the following. If you don't want to, you don't have to stand. There's no, but I want you to say the following. I'm going to get along because I want to finish strong. I'm going to get along because I want to finish strong. I want you to sit, hold on to that for the rest of your life. You can sit. Thank you. Thank you for standing and making that declaration. Because you will remember that next time when the enemy tries to bring division. Because he doesn't want you to finish strong. He doesn't want you to finish this year strong. Because he wants you to go into next year toxic, struggling. But God wants you to finish strong so that you can start strong. And I want to end up with this, the last way that we finish strong. It says in verse 6, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We sang about Jesus. The very last song was about Jesus. We have to stay focused on Jesus. He is the treasure. He is what we're holding. He's the ultimate goal. I said in the beginning, we need to finish off this evening with this. That if we're going to finish strong, we need to keep our eyes focused and fixed on Jesus. I've read something very interesting that when you try to learn something, especially, is Leon here? I'm going to ask you. When you try to learn to ride a bike, because you guys are cycling, and if you keep your eyes focused on the tires and the legs, which is the very thing that keeps you up, what's going to happen when you try to learn how to ride a bike? You're going to crash. And that's what we do in our lives most of the times. We're so focused on the things in our lives, on the maybe the financial issues in our marriage, and because we're so focused on the problems,
It causes us to crash. But what happens when you look up and you look in front of you and you start getting balance and you start getting, the more you learn, the better you get at it. But we look ahead, we look to Jesus because He's our future, He's our hope, He's our ultimate goal. He's the treasure in the field. Amen? And so we stay focused on Jesus. Because what's going to happen is if you look at the world and the issues, you're going to start acting like that. When I get distracted with news and stuff, it actually makes me feel not good. But when I keep my focus on Jesus, and I want to encourage you with this. If we look at Jesus all the time, we will act like Him most of the time. Amen? Let's close our eyes. Jesus, thank You that You are the perfecter of our faith. You are the ultimate goal. Thank You that when we stay focused on You, Jesus, we can finish strong. So that we can go into the next season strong. Father, I pray that through this message, everyone that's here this evening that will listen to it, will get into a place where they will finish strong. Finish this year strong. Finish their season strong. Finish what they're going through strong by getting endurance and encouragement through Your word so that they can get hope. And through prayer, and through getting along with those that You've placed around us, but ultimately by focusing on You. And with our eyes bowed down, I just want to ask you, if you're here this evening, you've heard the message, and you actually sit and you feel hopeless. You don't have a relationship with Jesus, but you've heard the message tonight, and you've heard that He gives you hope. He gives you endurance. He gives you strength. He's the one that saves your life. If you've never made a commitment to Jesus, I don't want you to leave here without taking this opportunity to do that. So if you've never said, Jesus, I want You to be Lord and Savior of my life, I want to give you the opportunity right now. I just quickly, with our heads bowed, just quickly want you to raise your hand. If there's anyone here, if you're here and you haven't raised your hand, you're more than welcome to come to me afterwards. I'd love to pray with you and for you. And then for the rest of us, if you have been going through a rough season, a rough year, or you're just waiting, you're waiting for God, you're in that waiting period, where God is busy working things together. And you're saying, Lord, I want to finish my season strong. I want to finish this year strong. Because I want to stay focused on You. I want You to stand right now. I'm standing. Lord, I want to finish my season strong. I want to finish my year strong. I want to finish my marriage strong. My parenting, my relationship. And I want to commit to that right now. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You. Jesus, I pray for each and every single person that's standing here. You know our hearts. You know our minds. You know what we're going through. You know the season that we're in. And maybe we were about to finish very bad. Or we were not going to finish it. But because of Your word tonight, we're saying, no, Jesus, we're going to finish strong. Father, I pray for everyone that's standing at the wall, we're finishing strong. So that You can bless the season that we're coming out of, so that we can go into the next season starting strong. While our eyes are focused and fixed on You, Jesus. In Your precious name we pray it. Amen. Amen.